Well, that is a really important thing, the regional accents, and we don't like that he doesn't say it right, you know, because interestingly, in Spanish, when we were at Amsterdam, the whole bunch of people from South America and Mexico crowded around once, and they said, "So, where is he from?" And I said, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to play a little of this, and you tell me." "Oh, we can tell right away." They listen for about 15 seconds, and they say, "Well, let us listen a little more." And they said, "Well, we're not sure." And I said, "Is it good Spanish?" They said, "Oh, yes, it's good." I said, "That's all you need to know." This man was raised in one country, worked in another, and moved to another, and he has a background. He's cosmopolitan in his... So God gifted us with a Spanish that works. That was an absolute gift. Other times, we have problems. That's one of the challenges. It's a good question.
You know, part of what you're saying answers the question, how do we know that the New Testament is true when the life of Jesus was in the 30s and the New Testament wasn't written until the Gospels weren't written, in fact, until 40 years later.
Yes.
And it's because Jesus told those stories over and over and over and over and over, and his disciples that were with him heard those stories told over, and they're oral learners.
Exactly.
They knew exactly how to tell, word for word, they knew how to say.
They do. In an oral society, you can tell a story. You can come in with a Bible story, and then you say, "Would you repeat the story?" And they'll get up and almost verbatim, and if they make one mistake, the guy said, no, that's wrong. That's how they live, because they have to make sure their history and their information stays accurate. The resources that I have in the back will tell you where to get a lot of the storytelling models. The best thing, and also check something really exciting through media. EasterStory.com will be up in another week, and it'll be God's Story Interactive, where you can punch at any point and find the whole scripture text where it comes from. It's an exciting new thing, because the media and the internet's really putting the storytelling out there as well. But chronologics on the back, chronologicalstorytelling.com is where you can get most of the resources, and then the other ones I've listed too. So that's where you can find those. Yes?
Our family has been exposed to the Contrite Missionaries in the chronological study. My daughter started a ministry just 15 miles from here on the west side of town with Hispanic children. Anyway, she went into teaching problems and finally decided, "I'm going to chronological study that you tried to do and do those stories in a way that these kids from a broken culture can understand." Well, the church has grown up in the last 20 years, and these kids have grown up, and they just took a trip to Mexico to a girl who was doing Bible studies. They translated them into Spanish, took 10 lessons down, and they have written back, "Please translate us."